I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, April 30th. Well, power was impacted by a transformer fire in Quincy early today. Police say a transformer on a pole blew near 600 Southern Artery, right near the Quirk Ford dealership at about 2:30 this morning. Traffic signals in the area were also impacted. National Grid was called in to make repairs. A hit and run involving a car and an electric bicycle in Quincy today is under investigation. Police say a vehicle struck a person that was riding an e-bike at Quincy and Water Streets at 12:30 this morning. The bike rider suffered minor injuries, and the operator of the vehicle fled the scene. A new outdoor festival and beer garden will be popping up at the site of the former Wollaston Theater in Quincy. Widowmaker Brewing Company of Braintree will be opening what they're calling Wollaston Gardens 4 days a week in the summer, weather permitting. This week, the Quincy Licensing Board approved of the new event, which will feature a variety of food trucks, family-friendly activities, a beer garden, live music, and more. Wollaston Gardens will be open on Thursdays from 4 to 9, Fridays from 4 to 10, Saturdays from noon to 10, and Sundays from noon to 7, kicking off on May 15th and running through late summer, again weather permitting. Widowmaker Brewing is leasing the property from the owner for the new event, which received endorsements from Ward 5 Councillor Maggie McKee and surrounding residents. There will be a small parking area. However, parking's also available at the nearby Wollaston T station. There will be no admission fee for the festival, and portable restrooms will be available. The Wollaston Theater closed in 2003. The area has sat vacant since the theater was torn down in 2016. A former social worker with the state's Department of Children and Families is accused of raping the mother of a family that he was assigned to protect. 31-year-old Richard McGrath of Quincy pleaded not guilty to two counts of rape in Boston Municipal Court yesterday. His bail was set at $20,000. McGrath, a DCF social worker since last year, allegedly met with a Boston woman in her home to discuss her two children with special needs earlier this month. During that visit, McGrath complimented the woman and touched her arm, which made the woman uncomfortable, according to court records. A few hours later, McGrath allegedly returned to the home when the attack occurred. The woman reported the assault to Boston police. McGrath was arrested on Tuesday and ordered to Suffolk County Jail in lieu of posting bail. If he makes bail, the judge ordered McGrath to have no contact with the victim, the victim's family, and all prior DCF clients. He is ordered to stay in Massachusetts under GPS monitoring and away from the victim's address. He is due back in court late next month for a probable cause hearing. A former employee at a Quincy autism center is facing serious charges after a parent said their son was sexually assaulted back in March. Joshua Drenth is accused of indecent assault and battery on a child under the age of 14. Court records say the incident happened on March 31st at a Bierman Autism Center at the Crown Colony Office Park in Quincy, and alleges that Drenth engaged in what investigators describe as inappropriate physical contact with a child, adding that staff members raised concerns about Drenth's behavior in the past, describing it as too touchy. The incident was later reviewed through surveillance video. A plea of not guilty was entered on Drenth's behalf yesterday. Drenth was released but is required to surrender his passport, stay away from the center, and is not allowed to volunteer or work with children or individuals with disabilities. Bierman Autism Center say Drenth has been terminated. Drenth is due back in court on June 22nd. A parent allegedly assaulted a Canton public school bus driver on Tuesday morning, prompting an investigation by Randolph police. The incident, which reportedly happened after a verbal discussion turned physical, occurred on a bus at the Avalon apartment complex on the Canton-Randolph line. The driver received medical care at the scene and was taken to Milton Hospital. The father, identified as 31-year-old Aaron Jamal Whitehead of Fall River, was arrested last night in Stoughton. Whitehead is charged with assault and battery on a person over 60, witness intimidation, malicious destruction of property, and disorderly conduct. He is expected to be arraigned today in Quincy District Court. The annual Vietnam Veterans Memorial Day ceremony will be held in Quincy today. Ceremony will be held inside the Port 305 restaurant at Marina Bay at 2:30 due to the weather. Ceremony is traditionally held at the Vietnam Memorial Clock Tower at Marina Bay, but was moved inside today due to the forecast for rain. Retired U.S. Marine Corps Lieutenant Colonel James Walsh, a former POW, will be the guest speaker at today's event, which is open to the public. Walsh is a Bronze Star recipient and served 10 years as a pilot during active duty and 10 years in the reserves at the South Weymouth Naval Air Station. He was a POW for a year in the Vietnam War after being forced to eject from his plane. Walsh was then a commercial airline pilot for Continental Airlines. He is a Connecticut native. Quincy Lions Club will hold their annual Evening for Sight fundraiser tonight at 6 p.m. at the Terrell Room in Quincy. Dr. Alan Yacoubian will be honored with the Francis X. McCauley Community Service Award. Yacoubian is the creator of the North Quincy High School mascot, the Yaku, back in 1957, but has also supported local students for decades. The award's given annually to someone who demonstrates a commitment of service to the community, consistent with the Lions' motto, We Serve. It's named in honor of the late former mayor and longtime Lion Club member, Frank McCauley. Tonight's event will also feature a silent auction and dinner to raise funds for eye research, local charities, and nonprofits. The Quincy Lions Club is celebrating its 85th anniversary this year. Visiting hours for Millie Cox of Quincy will be held today. One of the first women to join the U.S. Marine Corps died last week at the age of 102. Relatives and friends are invited to the Sweeney Brothers Home for funerals on Independence Avenue from 4 to 7. A 10 a.m. Mass will be held tomorrow at St. John's Church, and burial with full military honors will follow at Mount Wollaston Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers may be made to the Quincy Veterans Services. The results of a survey of dog owners in Quincy will be released today. The Department of Natural Resources will release their survey during a meeting today at 6 p.m. at the Coke Park and Recreation Complex on Marymount Parkway. Survey was seeking ideas on how to make Quincy's parks and public spaces more dog-friendly by adding dog runs in neighborhood parks. Check of business news. Stocks are mixed. The Dow down 280. The NASDAQ rose 9. The S&P dropped 2. Asian shares fell. The dollar rose. The euro was down. Oil is at $125 a barrel. In sports, Celtics and Sixers. Game 6 tonight at 8 p.m. in Philly, with the Celtics leading 3-2. And the Buffalo Sabres come to the Garden tomorrow night at 7:30 for their Game 6 in the NHL playoffs, with Buffalo leading that series 3-2. Red Sox lost in Toronto yesterday 8-1. The Astros come to Fenway tomorrow night at 7:10. Forecast from the National Weather Service, scattered showers today, high of 58. Gradual clearing tonight, low 41. Sun and clouds tomorrow with a high of 63. Saturday, mainly cloudy, high 61. And more showers Sunday, high 59. For the boater, waves 1 to 2 feet. Southeast winds at 5 knots. High tide 11:31 this morning. Sunrise 5:40. Sets at 7:42. Traffic note, Four River Bridge scheduled to open today and tomorrow at 11:30 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, April 30th.